Rishus Avi Mari. Next month and a half, we learn the sugya called Macholi Akum. The idea of Bishl Akum, Pas Akum, Shamash can get Akum, and Chol Akum. Kufi Beis, Kufi Gimel, Kufi Dal, Kufi Tezvav. First time by us, the sugya of Pas Akum. The starting point is the Mishnah and the Aflam Mahem and Beis. It brings down the Eil Vomishal Oik Akum, that's Osir, but not Osir Bano. The contrast versus the Mishnah before and it's Osir Bano. This case would not be Osir Bano. And the Mishnah counts 10 different cases. It starts off saying, first the case of Chol Vakum that you sold Nazi, the second case of Pas, then it's called the Shemin, and onwards. But here we have a case of Pas. What is the Makor for the Isra of Pas? So the Gemara, when discussing what's the Makor for Shemin, at least in the Havmina before Rabbi Ubezinu Uetiru, what's the Makor for Shemin? It brings down a Pasuk in Daniel, according to Rav. Pasuk in Daniel says, Yosef Daniel Aliba Shalai Skol Pas Pag. Daniel placed upon his heart that he did not want to be malach, like get dirty with the paspag. And also, b'yayin mishtosav. He once has two words of mishtosav, therefore, yayin and shemin. Now, it says the pasuk starts with the first case, paspag. What is paspag? What is that exactly? So, according to Rav, it says, Ravit, Botam and Ramban, paspag means bread. It means lachem. Where is the makar? The makar, according to Rav, just like with shemin, lahavmina was Daniel. Here also, the makar over here is also for pas, is Daniel. Makor Betzim is Daniel. Ah, you can ask, says the Raivet. The Gemara goes on further, discussed by Shemin. How in the world go on saying it's beside Daniel? The Gemara says it's a Yud Ches Dover. Why do you ask the same question upon Pas? Why is Gudavka case upon Shemin? Says the Raivet, Echonami. It could be some Pas, could be some Yayin. It's some Shemin. Echonami. Says, I'll bring you a Shein Raya. The Gemara says, Lam Heim Abeis, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Basod is Mutter. Why should be mutter? Because Gemara goes on further and saying, "Hi, it's a Yud Ches Dover, I it's a Neil." The Gemara says, "This is Be'ir, that's Besodo." So what was Be'ir? That's a Neil. What's Besodo? That's Yud Ches Dover. Be'ir said for that, they were not called upon themselves the case of Sodo. That's Peshat according to Rav. That's very good. Why Be'ir wanted to make it Sodo? That's Yud Ches Dover. The Neil, was not going to go against, and passed the Maisa to be Machmer. Now, first we have one Makor to ask according to Rav inside the Neil. Might see a couple of cases on the page of Lama Vav, brings down the Rashbam, and you look up in the Chumash in the Daniel, come on Rashi. Rashi says the word paspag does not mean bread. Paspag in the case of Atafshel. Says the Rashbam and Toysvis and Rashi, bring your ayah, that Daniel did not want to eat it. And what happened? They gave him the Zeroinim, gave him the seeds, instead of the case of this paspag. The Zeroinim is Atafshel. We switch Atafshel in the case of Lechem, and my paspag in the case of Atafshel. And why didn't want to eat it? Pashel is the Sugi of Trefus. Nothing to do with the Sugya Pas Lechem, Sugya of Trefus over here. So we see that Machloikis is the candidate be Makor from Daniel. The Rabban himself goes on further, and he says, true, Lemaisa, could be a case of Lechem, like the Raivit. But still there's no Raivit that's a Makor from the Gezerah. He wants to tie into the Gemara, goes on further, and saying, maybe Daniel was not Makabal the Gezerah upon Klal Yisrael. Why should we think that way? What's it sad to think that way? Why? Because it was known that Klal Yisrael was not Makabal upon himself the case of Pas. Because the case of Chayin Nefesh, they were not Makal upon themselves passing Yayin. Therefore, what is it sad? It's like passing Yayin, not Makal upon themselves. Therefore, who did in the case of Shemin? That's the Mavuko. That means, come along, number one, is the Makal in the case of Daniel? The Rav said, according to the Rav, yes. Why could pass Pagnus Lechem? There are two ways to answer back. Either you can answer the Ramban, it means Lechem still is not Makal upon Klal Yisrael. Or the words of Rashi and Rashbam, it does not mean the case of Lechem, it means the case of Tavshel. That's one Makal. A second Makor for this sister, I think Moshe speaks out very clearly, the Yud Ches Dover. The Talmud of Beishamah Beisol came along, they got together with the greatest of 18 things, Moshe is very clear. According to Rav, it's itself in the case of Soto. According to Shmuel and everybody else, it's the one the Yud Ches Dover. We're going upon the case of Pas. So again, where's the Makor for Pas? We have two options, the Neil's Machlokes among the Rishonim, and the case of Yud Ches Dover. The itself may be a case of Soto. Next thing is, what's the reason behind it? What's the Svar behind it? So the Gemara Lamehem Bey says, why Mishum Chaslas? Therefore, it's sad Gemara to say that maybe Daf could be here and not the case of the Soto. Therefore, look at among the Yushainim, the Rambam, he says, Chaslas. The Rajbon, the Bayis, Chaslas. The Torah starts off, Chaslas. The Mechaber starts off, Chaslas. The first can say the Sugya is mitzvah, the idea of Chaslas. Why not to intermarry, not to get intertwined one with another? Just the idea of Chaslas, to speak out a little bit. you take out a chumash in Aschanu, the end of Aschanu by Shvi'in on to the end. It brings down that Klal Yisrael was brought in by Kadosh Baruch Hu to Eretz Yisrael, and over there it says you can see the Zayin Amim, not because bris with them, lo yisachonim, not be gracious to them, not praise them, give them anas chinom, not have anything to do with them, lo yischatnim bom, not to marry them. And the Gemara brings down by us that means whether it's Zayin Umim, whether it means any of the nations over there, why kiyos has bincham achray, could it will go after them. We should not intermarriage, get together with them. Why should we be separate from them? What's the reason for this? It says a pasuk, why? Ki am kodesh ato. Ki am kodesh. Am segula mekola amim. You know, am segula. See, D, you should know that's what you are. You know, am kodesh and am segula. Why am kodesh? Why am segula? It says a pasuk itself, why? It's not because the pasuk says because you're a lot and wanted the nation is big. You better be small. Why? Ki am ma'avis Hashem eschem. Because Hashem loves us. So it's straight in the pasuk. He made a shuah to our office that he can give us Eretz Yisrael. Hashem loves us. Lela Seder, I was with a large extended mishpacha of about 60 people. And we, other years, it was a big balagan to have a Seder that way with 60 people. So this year they started, everyone has an opportunity to speak, every father, 2-3 minutes. That means I'm the kind of mitzvah gathered for bincha in 3 minutes. Otherwise, there was no way of having a Seder. So I was thinking about what is my idea I'm trying to relate to my kids. This, I have 3 minutes to say my Messiah, the Shalshalas, what is my goal over here? So that's him. I said over this concept, we over here, what are we? We're in Am Segula, we're in Am Kodesh. Hashem loves us. That's the concept of the end. I get every kid to scream out, Hashem loves us, and how do we know Hashem loves us? Fine, that's the concept of the end. Hashem loves us. That's the idea you have to know. Sometimes we forget this idea. We say in davening, Avos Olam, in the 6:05 in the morning, asking everybody at night. It says the Gemara Brachos brings down the pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk over there says, "Avos Olam Avticha." Building upon the pasuk, Hashem loves us in eternal love. It's always there. So the concept here of eternal love, we're always separate. We're Am Kodesh, Am Segula. We do not want to intermingle and get together. Therefore, the place coming down, that's the concept of here of all these machalas akum. Is why, because if not, we'll have znus with them, we'll mechatin, we'll have chasin with them, get mixed up with them. Will lead to being in their dech and them alach, and we're special. We're supposed to be separate and nothing to do with them. When Am Kodesh over here, the words of Chochmas Adam and Tov, Yizom Ma'in Ma'in. You have to be very careful with these alachas over here. And again, we have one concept over here of chasinus. That's when the Gemara, Daflam Vov, Manal, Flam Vov, Omen Beis, the Gemara goes on further to explain. Where is the idea of chasinus? So first it starts off saying from Bali, it's made Rav that Pitan Ushmanam Yain the same all the Yudchas Dover. One man Yomer. Then we get down Gneva that said we should made Rav all the Manichun Isim Shiv Oyvid of Zara. We all lead to Oyvid of Zara. The one goes on saying, what does this mean over here? How do you explain that? So it says Pitan and Shmanam, the wine and the bread and the oil Mitzad Yain. What's the Is of Yain? Mishum Benesayim. What's the Bayah Benesayim? Mishum Oyvid of Zara. That's the issue over here. When the kash of Nesayim is Xero, I ibn Nesayim is the Raiso. Sai the Zayin Umim, Sai everybody's is the Raiso. So the Gemara ends off Maskono, the Talmidah by Shil by Shammu, the Geyser on Yichud with a Goy. Yichud with a Goy. The question now is, what's the Maskono of the Gemara? The Gemara again, Lamahem Bey said Mishum Chasnos. The Gemara in Lamavav, when it goes to the Yud Ches Dover, what comes out? But Nesayim itself is the Raiso. But Nesayim is Osh Mishum Oyvid Avodah Zarah. Yilita Oyvid Avodah Zarah. But Nesayim means Yichud. So the question really is, the way they declare the Chakira, what is the Gemara saying in Maskono? Is the Gemara saying the Pita, the Shemen, the Yain, is Mishum B'Nesayim of Chasnus, one thing? Then the second thing, of B'Nesayim, instead of the words B'Nesayim a second time, that means the Yichud of a Goy is beside the Indian of Avodah Zarah? Two separate things? Or no? Pitin Yain and Shmonom is why Mitzad been the same of Yichud, and Yichud Mitzad of Vodizara. And the end of the day, what's the issue here? Mitzad of Vodizara. Is it is Mitzad? Tell me about Chasnas. The most of Chasnas is the Raiso. So the end of the day, why is it also for? Is it also Mitzad Yichud with the Goy, which leads to Vodizara? Or is it is Mitzad Chasnas? What would Ben Esayim mean when it says Pitin Yain and Shmonom is Shum Ben Esayim? Ben Esayim means Yichud? Or Ben Esayim means not Yichud? Means Chasnas Betzim. Chasnas Mamish. So you take out the Mati Yonis on the page and declares the Chakiro. There are two ways to read the Gemara. What's Nafkimino? He says very simple. Let's say you have a Goy, that's not Oyvid Avodah Zarah. Yishmaelim, Arabs. If the Issa B'Shem Chasnas Mamish, Goyim L'Maisa, the Issa Chasnas, whether Avodah Zarah or not. If the Issa Mitzad, if the Avodah Zarah, that's Dafkin, if the Avodah Zarah, Dafkin, Noitzrim. Yishmaelim should not be any Yisr. How do you read the Gemara over here? Kamal Rabbi Torah Kodesh, the Chaim Kodesh, the Pri Torah, he says, he clears these two ways over here. He will clear the negate to people not over the Avodah Zarah. And he says, no, but actually the way you read the Gemara is, there's an Issa Mishum Chasnas, Chasnas Mamish. B'nesayim. The media Peter Yam Shimon Mishum B'nesayim. Chastis. Number one. A side thing about B'nesayim, a new Gzaira of Yichlod of Goyim. Why? We have the Issa over here of Ovid of Zara. Let's take the Pretor. Come on, we point out, you open the Beda Chanan on the page, from above the page, Beda Chanan says another way. So the Issa of Peter Yam Shimon is as Yichlod of Zara. Take the Rajbo, by the case of Yain, he says, we have the Sugi of Yichlod, the Torah Sabayas. You look up the Toysus Arash. He comes along, he says, according to Geneva, read the Gemara. The Geneva says, Kula Mishum Oydev Adzara goes to Abraham. He grabbed and wants to make a machlug, he's goofy, that's machlug, he's a Bali and a Geneva. What are they going to bring down Geneva for? Geneva for. He said, the word of Gemara is Mishkula Mishum Oydev Adzara. So it comes out, the Rishonim are saying, at the end of the day, what's the Isser? We said Oydev Adzara. Not Mitzah Chasnas. There isn't, the Isser is Mitzah Oydev Adzara. That means you have one reason Mitzah, the Isser of Yah Chasnas. Chasnas Mamish. We have a second maskon. The Gemara sounds like you read the word b'nesayim means yichud. Yichud is otto ovdei avodah zarah.
Could be where if you pass like Rashbi or not. Gemara is the Rambam paskin is that all umois erchastus.
Fine, that's what the Gemara says.
There are other
Rishonim. But in the Rambam, okay,
says that we don't pass only Sharam.
The Gemara says even lois tachanum. The Gemara says this, right. But even lois tachanum zayin umois till the next pasuk kiyos is going on at everybody.
That's Rashbi.
That's the Gemara. Okay, fine.
That's
the cash that they ask. So I see the Chalukah B'Yomim wants to explain that even the idea of chasnas is really all intertwined. We don't really mind chasnas per se. Why are we going inside chasnas? So possibly that Chana says why? Because kiyosu will turn you away to lead to avodah zarah. That's be'etzem. So it's all intertwined. Yichud has chasnas. And Chas itself is mitzvah avodah zarah. Everything is intertwined with each other. True, the lashon, the Torah, the Rashba, and the Rebbeinu Chananel, everything is the lashon of avodah zarah. At the end of the day, everything is mitzvah avodah zarah. That's the main point over here. That point is not really intermarriage. I mean, intermarriage is what happens. What happens when people get intermarried? They go off the derech. That's the ikka concept, not the isser per se of chasnas. It's chasnas what comes out mitzvah the sugi of chasnas. Therefore, the words of Chokhmah Zonim says, this nos and the chasn, everything will lead to the end of the day to the idea of we're leaving the fault of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And how can we learn this Rasha?
Leaving the fault of
not necessarily
deserve. Oh, get to that also. Fine.
From that puzzle, we learned that if a man marries a woman because the son is not a Jew. So if this is the cheshbon, then what does it have to do with that? Meaning, if the cheshbon is the deserve.
No, the pasuk says both ways. The pasuk says speaks out. Say the man to the lady, lady to the man. The pasuk says both. Black white pasuk.
Rashi says,
right? But eventually happens that way. So all of it gets all public zero, all nichol right there. Everything happens. We all get attracted by our surroundings. Even in the past, it eventually leaves there. Now, so again, we have one reason we have chasnas. We have a second reason we should avoid zara. Come on, Duran. He says another idea. A third reason over here. What's answer it? He says, best we read the words over here. It says the word of the Mishnah is pass akum. But it says the word of shlokas. Shlokas means the whole any way of cooking something. So what's the two separate things over here? Why are two different gzeiros for? The first gzeiros he wants taino. The two different base dinas make two different gzeiros over here. One's pass and one's shlokas. He goes up further and saying, linear, I have a different malach over here. The be'etzem, there are two separate gzeiros over here. The isim mitzad shlokas, which means any act of bishul. Whether it's the act of afiyah, whether it's bishul, the isim shlokas over here. And that, the gmod lamachesem base will bring down, that's of gimel malachas. That means the Isser is cooking by Goy. If the Yid does any of three acts that leads to making the process of cooking quicker, being done by Yid, whether number one, he put on the fire, number two, he placed the food upon the fire, or number three, he stoked the flames over here, that's enough to take care of the Isser shlokas. Masha'enkin over here, the Isser pass is who owns the pass. It's pass shel akum. The words are not, nothing, there's like no words over here of cooking. It's pass of akum. Who owns it over here? That lamaisik means another Isser pass. It goes on further and saying,
How do I know this with Tendel Chalp? Is your right to it?
From Shmuel. Shmuel discusses by Shemun, what's the study of the Isser? Why wants to say he mitzad Daniel? Shmuel says it's not the reason. The reason is Al Sili Fossum. Ray Rashi in place explains that Bli is insadically, but come out for the case of Shemun. Says Ran, who did by the case of Pas? A new reason why it's ulcer. Why? Mitzad the Blius of the Kli will go out inside the Pas. And therefore says Rav, the Ran, just like Shmuel Aser, when the Pashal Akram, who did Rav also Aser when the Pashal Akram? A new Isser over here. But comes out, we'll get back to the study of the Ran over here, but comes out from the Ran, he has a third reason why to Aser Pas Akram. Why? According to Shmuel, it's the Fosun. Aser Blius inside the Kli. That means at the end of the day, what is the reason why we've been Aser Pas Akram? We have three options floating around. One which is the Chastas, sound like among the Paiskim over here. A second reason, Mitzad, avoid the Zara, which could be intertwined. The third reason, the Foston, the police inside the Kli. Which now leads to the Nachmina we discussed, Yishum avoid the Zara. Again, we said, what's the two options of Chastas and avoid the Zara? It says over here, the Pitara and Matthias and the Nachmina be a case that's not avoid the Zara, a case of Yishmal. How do we nicely go with this halacha over here? So again, so the Pitar, the Arachayim, he ends off very simple. The Issim Yishum Chasnas, that's it. Therefore, by Yishmol will be also, because Chasnas apply even in the case of Yishmol. Maisen, the Prim Gonim brings down this halacha and the Tzam Sefer, and they sound like, even if you go on the other time, it's not Eid of Adazara, it's not the concept of Eid of Adazara. We're coming along with saying anything that takes you away from Torah, Magash Baruch Hu. It's not Din, it's Eid of Adazara. It's utter fakir, leaving the fold of Yiddishkeit, leaving the fold of doing Torah mitzvahs, sharing Torah mitzvahs. That is Yisrael Isser. That means whether you go mitzvah avoy the Zara, whether mitzvah chasnas, we just ask over here, and ask the situation. Why? Because that takes us away from Yiddishkeit over here. So therefore, we'll get them over. We'll get to that. That's what you're leaning to. Well, it comes along, and the place can go this way, the Akshuv, and all the place can mean that Lochel and Maestro does not make a difference whether you eat avoy the Zara or not. Either way, you want in the circle, it'll come out. Even someone's not even the Zara, if they're going, Mice is also. We go easy upon going.
The Chaim disagrees with
that. Speaks out. The two sides of the Gemara, yes, he speaks that out. He's, and the Matthias sounds that way. He has two ways away also. Here's
not the Arabs.
That's the Shaila, yeah. I mean, the words that they point out to be the words of the Mechaber. It says, the Kachofim. Mechaber sounds away. Now, the Mechaber can say that. Also, censors. Well, that's how they say it. No raya, echnami no raya. Kenzai. That's the diak of they will point out. But ik the place can say even by Ishmaelim. Now they do point out, once you have Losh of Yamashim Chasnas, again the words of Mechaber, what happens if it's not Shai Chasnas? The way how they point out the Tshuva and the Rashba, by the case of Kumrim, a priest, by the Neitzim, by the not by the Protestants, but by the Christians.
Catholics.
By the Catholics. They do not get married, and therefore they have no children over here. So maybe, can you bypass from a Kramer? Can never lead to the case of Chassid of the kids, because they have no children over here. Come along the Ramon, he says, even though not Shai Chassid, the Mice is Osir. The question now is why? The no Chassid is still its Osir. Why? So come along the Daka Moshe, the Taz brings down, Loi Plug. Where's the Daka Moshe? Loi Chil Gacham B'Gzei Osam. Loi Plug Chazal. Loi Plug. The Mice is look up the Rashba inside, does not say that. The Rashba inside first starts off as Koimim, he says, first of all, before they were Koimim, maybe that kids beforehand. Void who says they're Shemun upon the Rais, maybe they'll have kids anyway. Kiyadua, right. The guy says he's a priest because his father was a priest because he says his father was a priest. Kiyadua, fine. Right, so that's the end. Void ends off, he says, the Maisa Chu, who's that looking at the Maisa of the Naisen? Maisa Ain Lazeh, Yesh Lazeh. True, he has no kids. But other guys have kids. Therefore, the words of the Shach is not like plug. Not like the Dark Moshe. Why? Because Im'ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh. Im'ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh. Therefore, Knesset Gdelo, the Bichodosh, and Lechavaponim, and Chachmazodim, they go with the Losh Im'ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh. I mean, the drop of Losh and the Shach and Taz seem to argue with the Nekuda, why to be Machmer with not Shai Chasnas. The Nekuda would be a bunch of Nafkaminas. That means the priest has no children. But his friends have children. Because I'm buying from Goyim, I'm being around Goyim. Stay away from Goyim. You buy from one guy, his friends, his bakery, stay away from him. Stay away from them. The Chur Naf Kamino would be, they point out, that we're discussing over here, that it's the said over here is Chasid Mitzad the Goy. The Goy, true, he can have Chasid, but his friend can have Chasid. Let's say it's not shaktim chas mitzvah the Yisrael. For example, Senator Sam Seifer, he's a stress. He can't get married. So in Laza, Yesh Laza, according to Shachlam, he's a stress, can go bypass Akim. Mashaking us, loy plug, loy child, according to Taz, he cannot bypass Akim. Senator Sam Seifer, who be not me the Shach and Taz, he wants to be Machmer, like the Taz, that's loy plug. That could be. That's not the way from the Rashman. Sorry, but that's how the Chacham Seifer says over.
The Rashman doesn't say the words like Loi
Plug. No. Yes, same Makor. I looked it up. It's not saying the word Loi Plug. A second interesting Nachkamino. By Kitanim, the Itzah Pasakim. The Kamal Vistei Chemed, he says, the Maisa, the person discussing about putting a Kisim inside, he says he didn't do it. So the big Hefson over here, he finds a person go lose all this bread over here that was baked in his bakery. So he makes it Tzirif. He says, give it to children. Why about children? So number one, he says that who says that it's to give to children al tzafina? Who says it's tzafina al pasakum? And even if it is, the only reason al dilma osla misrach. They don't know it's pasakum. Why dilma osla misrach? They think it's pas yisrael. What he says, the kitanim. We'll get to that. He says, well, oid, it's kitanim. Kitanim, what? They can get married anyway. True, but in the yesh lezeh, that's the gate to the goy. But kitanim, they can get married.
Why can't kitanim get married?
The Tom don't get married. It's not Shaq that is over here. They'll get married. They get married. That's what he says. They don't give it to Ketanim. That's Shaq Chas is by Ketanim. Now he himself makes it part of like five tufim by a hefsim ubo, and he can argue the point. He himself can eventually get married. But again, you see the concept of a nafkmino between the Shaq and the Taz. Maybe another nafkmino. What about a ger? Now by ger, you can discuss three cases over here. A ger negates his parents. A ger negates his children, and the ger negates himself. We're doing a case of negate a ger. That means first, let's say you want to go to a ger, a bakery, and you want to go buy from him, and he has kids that are not Magar yet. You can't marry his children. So are you allowed to buy from a ger? Fine. You can marry from a ger, because you might marry his kids, which is also marry his kids. And take Shiloh. Pasha says, the Savior may sell Amim. He's a yid. There's no gzeir on a yid. He's a yid b'etzem. I can say even more. The kotzin oladami. His kids not mesiachas him. There's no gzeir on a person whose kids you cannot marry. Let's say if I cared. No, it's not. That's ulai. Another case is, let's say you married a gyaris and you want to eat by the in-laws. You might marry their kids. You married the kid. You married the daughter. You did. But you want to go eat by your in-laws because she's a gyaris. So it sounds very strange. You cannot eat by in-laws. Why? The huagoyim, because they might marry their children. Right? It's an interesting concept over here. It's a strange idea over here. So Lamai, so we asked a question from them and tell them. Rabbi the tape is costed. He said, very interesting case over here. But Lamai, we asked a question from them and tell them. Said, no, Lamai, he's a guy. Lamai, he's a guy over here. So it's also right. So you can involve in-laws that you should say, like, look, it could be either reason. Get inside. A third case is, a maisa, I was saying, learning, a guy comes over to me and says, you should know, I was megaris somebody yesterday. He came over to me and wants to know, his food that he himself made, can he himself eat? He made food, he became a ger yesterday. Today he wants to know, the food that he himself, the past himself he made, can he himself go eat? His own food over here. Is there an issue over here? So the Divrei Chaim, I'm second by Zohar, it's Zohar. But not Lamchal. It's Pasakum, but he's. It was. He made the pass. It happened by you. Yeah, it happened by you. I spoke to the one in your house when it happened. Also, I spoke to them about that. You get a bishlakum. This case is Pasakum. Oh, get that also. You have to know we go after the stories. We go after the facts. So my so the Divrei Chaim said Tzarchin, we wrote this question behind Pnevki. He sent us to a Yishalmi in Erevin in Paratess. Look it up over there. It sounds like the Machlokes Tanoim over there. Machlokes Tanoim, we asked Shemir Shabbos. He might want to answer it. The Sefer Beis Olam wants to answer it. So I told the person. He said the food didn't care about. He said the baya is the police inside the kelim. When he had fancy, he said he became a ger. He worked in it for 2 years. He bought brand new kelim 2 years. He kept kashrus for 2 years. Now he had very fancy kelim. We asked some of them are klicheres. He says, "Wonder I have to throw them out." On the tzad, you want to answer it. Shabbos says also. You have Bayam Tzad Kalim.
When you have the heter.
Oh, so the heter, I said. We learned already the Baal Itter, Kuv Chof Aleph. That even Kri Cheres, a goal three times in Pascha works in the case of Pasakum. So the Chura, there's a way of capturing it. Fine. There's a Mavuch again. What's it getting to himself? Which could lead, really, to the case over here. Is do we go after the Tam Shabbai? We go after the Chazal Asdagoy. I mean, the Tam is as Kirav Das. Get close. I mean, it's my own bread. I am myself. There's no care of das to myself. I am myself. No, that's the svar behind it. Because I'll ask the pasakum. At the end of the day, it was pasak made by Goy. And then you, my son, now I eat. You can't eat it. So come along the Daki Tshuva. It brings down a chakike lev. People call it chakire lev. It's chakike lev. He discusses the case when a person is eating something that he thinks is pasal. It's not pasal. So he thinks pasal is wrong. He does not know that Cheerios is a problem. He doesn't know Sterador cookies are a problem. He eats them. He thinks it's no problem. So is there, do you have to go tell him, the Maisa, this is there of Bishalakim over here? Pasakim over here? Is there this over here? Do you have to tell him? Is it Baya? Come on, Hakiki Lev. He said, what's Isser? Askir Das. You know they made it. You think it's passing strong. You're not going to get close to them. You think my sister's mutter. So I bring your ayah. The loch and simon kuf tzadikain, sif gimel, by the sugar of a chokis between the needle. The loch is you cannot drink your shir shtias. You cannot drink her leftover shir kais. Whatever she had left from a kais, you cannot drink. You walk in, you see a cup over there, it's not my shirt, you drink it. Does she have to stop you and tell you, no, it's my shir kais? The loch with it is you don't have to tell her. Why the holy study over here is cure of das, not cure of das. You do not know what serves. That thing it's hers, you thought it was a brand new cup. I got you drank from it beforehand. Why? Because since over here, the third over here is Kir of Das, you do not know there's no Kir of Das over here. Even the Daka Shuva wants to bring down, it says that our right Bruce inside the Shuva, that the lack of knowledge will make it that Pas Akim go after the Tam. There's no idea of Kir of Das over here. The Maisa will be Motor.
You don't know who's it is.
That's the Sugi of Bittel over there.
You don't know who's it is.
No, it's here. I know it's here. That's, I know. Here, I don't know. In the case, I don't know.
Some
make it
with
the Yid or a Yid. No, Mexico just calls him Kuvager.
So,
oh, it's coming with Rav. It says, very simple, every Ashkocha to say, we are Pasis Yerol, let it be Pasakum. Mabaya. Very simple. Everyone thinks that you're soap on the fire. There's no Kir of Das over here. And every Ashkocha, they think it's Pasis Yerol. They can say that. Mabaya over here. The Daki Shul, my Shemim Mutter. So I think Avad is also. Avad, you never tell the Sugi Gnevis Das. Where the Mitzvah Sugi of Choshim Ishmod over here? They discuss a similar case. We'll get to in some Kufi test by us. There's in the Sivis that says, when you do an Avera Drabbanon, there's no Avera over here. So Ravim has another tape. He discusses, can I tell a person that this thing that I'm serving you, the cheeseburger, this cheese really soy, and the meat, real meat? No problem, because even if the cheese is real cheese, that same is one placed on top of another, not cooked together, so look to do up on them. Do up on there's no is over here. I'll give you a cheeseburger, tell you it's soy, and you'll, oh, it tastes so real, like, it is real. And let the guy enjoy it over here. Is there any isak within the sivis? Any lift even in the sivis? What? The mice of the chavadas is in the sivis, same person. He writes in Hilchus Ribis, there is lift even in the sugar up on them. The way that Chenim was saying, that Achiezer, either nichol and geto, each ashen or genis, you don't want to eat it. When we tell the sugya of the Shlomo Zalman, or Smeich says, "Kol tikkun rabbanik ain deraisa dikkun nichol is lift neiver." Chura over here also the same. Sorry, number one is I think it's nichol to get lift neiver whether the and again is kol tikkun rabbanik ain deraisa dikkun or the isur gneves das or the isur chashim mishpat. But either are those of pisvaro and argon chakiki leiv. You don't go after the tam shaboy. The tam was askur of das, but chazal asked it at the end of the day. The steam that paiskim is not like the daka tshuva. We ask the pasakum and has to come like all the rabbans over here. The mice will be also over here.
Same.
The Timna by Lev, we'd say there are Timna by Drabon. This question is this case. Okay. The next case to get to people is a case where the Pesach Tshuva we have been done as a past of a bummer. Now, come over the Pesach Tshuva, bring down the first Lamaisha. Look him up inside. He says, discussing the case of Shlokos, of Bishalakim. What is the Issa of Bishalakim? So Rashi, the Mishnah Daflam Hema Bay says Mishum Chasnas. Rashi Daflam Ches Omad Aleph. He says the reason is Mitzad Treifus. The Chayish that he's not Shemitah Mitzvahs. Put Treif inside. Tosi points out two Rashi's over here. Says the Tveres Lamaishu Luchur. The Nafkamina will be a case of a Mummer. A Mummer by Etzem is a Yid. He can marry the kids. Chasnas, there's no problem marrying the child over here. Even though he himself is a Mummer, Chotah Yisrael, can marry the daughter. Mitzad the idea they might put in treifus and not shemitah mitzvahs, the chul should be also. So by case of bishul akum come out, nafkmina, what reason are you going with? Therefore come out. What is the iser by the case of pas akum? That's very clear. It says the mechaber chasnas. We don't seem to have the iser mitzad the sugya of treifus over here. Mitzad the sugya of chasnas over here. Once we have the iser mitzad chasnas, come out according to the verse lamaisha. By mumber you let him marry the daughter. Therefore it's mutter. So it comes along over here again. The Pesach Tshuva is passing like the Tveres Lamaisha. By Mumma, there is no Issa Pas Akum. Dafka Akum, in the Vadzara also, but not a case of Yisrael. Can you marry their daughters? Now there is a Chazanish in Yodeis and Beis who brings down two sides of the story over here. But the Maaseh brought in Ochot Zebena Chelak Gimel. The Mechan Kinyevsky says at the end of the day, the Chazanish Lamaisha was Mekel, passing Lekula. But Moshe says a Tshuva about it and says that Tam Tiri Machmed is a Tmu over here. And Baker should be mutter. Like I'm in the tshuva there, he's using it as a tzirif, but the Paiskim say over that the Yisra Moshe, he be Iker held by the case of Mumma, it's mutter. And therefore, Nevin Salson Medina is mutter, Yabji Oyim said the Maisa, it's mutter, Rabalski said the Maisa, it's mutter. Atzad HaShani, look in the Pri Chodosh and the Prim Godim. Now the Prim Godim, his last 70 words is Kufya Beis. So we have a Prim Godim over here in Kufya Beis. He comes along and he says, it's causing a case of Kroyim. The Maisa says it's Osir. A partial Kroyim. The Nichol get of a woman over here, and the Sforsha, where they point out the Chur, they're arguing a point over here. Are we looking at the father? The father is a mummer. He's Oyd Vazara, he's a get of a guy. Or you look at the kids, the Meiser, even Chotto, you saw who can marry the child. That means, but Etzem, the father's a guy gummer, but the kid, the Meiser, is mutter. So a couple of the Pichodesh, or Chashulcha, Pim Gorim, they're saying the father's a guy, the kid's a mutter. So the part of the question, you read the Chuvas, it seems to be a Shikal Das question, who do we look at? Is it Chazal asks the passive guy, he is a guy? Or no, the Chazal asks the passive guy, Mishum Chastis, the kids are myself, we have a mutter. The kids, that's me can't marry, it's mutter, no problem over here. Come on, Aloha, the Nubis Pashkimu Machmer. Ram Shik says, I bring a chloride for the Ran, Daftal, and Chulin. The Ran is caused by a case of Yayin. By Yayin, he said, Avad to be Machmer, Agam, you can marry the child, but the father's a woman, the myself to be Machmer over here. Now there's a mavuch, can we go back to the case of Yayin to pass? That's a Shiloh.
Yeah, that's
the question. Everyone needs to be Yayin to be Machmer before Shiran. Question being right for the case of Yayin to pass. That's the mavuch. Kids in Shulchanach Maisa is Machmer, Yudiyala, Zivchei Sedek, Avne Nezer, and numerous Achorin Maisa is Manazel, Maisa Machmer. Shemati, practically, what are you going to do? It seems to be different on Hobbies in different countries. I heard in the Chutzlaritz, Baker, the Samech upon the Moshe, the Oyu Kedoma, the Oyu the Mitzara, first of all, it's a case over here, it's Machalikis. It's a Shalin, the Rabban, and the class of Dabban, the Kul over here. The only one throwing the Sugya of Tinik Shanishba, which a big Mavucha had to apply practically, Bizman is the fact that are eating around, maybe they don't understand that the Nichol get a Tinik Shanishba over here. And therefore, they want to say, Yeshem, we listen on a possible Mummer. So Hashem, I heard over here in the Ashkochas, the Mahadi, the Ashkochas over here, the Maisla Machmer. They hold this Nichol, the Geder of Mummer is a Geder of a Goy Betzen. And therefore, they come along and they make sure that you have over here someone who is Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, Ladaf Kamomer. Now, there are, now what defines Muhudr over here? Yishlod and Yishlain. Again, I know there are different ideas out there what to go do. You walk into different places, seem to be different things over here. But again, the Ismachal Yapoykim, there's certainly what to be Samach upon. Again, there's a Chadish who Maisha was Mekel. The Maisha is a Tmur to be Machm over here. There are those, again, Pesach Chulin pays Maisha is Mekel. Tashay, those are Arshu. Maisha is Mekel. Maisha is Mekel. Maisha is Mekel. Tashay, the Numis Paisha won't be Machmur.
Is this any Pishlak and Pasak
are
the same?
No, I said, no. But Pasak, Bishl will be worse. We have two reasons. I'll strafe this. It's going to be a Pas per se, specifically Pas right now. We'll have to define what Pas and what is Bishl, obviously. Like the next Kaburah. But that's the negate to pass.
Why is it a chashash you might marry the man himself? Why is it a din of the kids? If you marry the mummer, you said they...
Oh, so you could tell me, what?
Why is it the mummer? There's always your parents, but they don't always have kids. Maybe they're young people, maybe you'll marry them.
They themselves. Yeah. It's not the Mishim Chassis of the white Afghan kids.
Because
I hear. But that's how the truth is all discussing him, the children. Yeah, but what, let's say the baker is a girl. Who makes bread? So, but most times, who's making the bread? A girl. No, the Paiskim is... The Paiskim, again, the words of the Paiskim are, why do you make it? Because true, he's a mummer, but the kid is my son, Motor.
Daughter
is Motor. Why the daughter? Look, the baker's a girl.
So your wife can't
eat the bread? Don't be awesome. That's not the Mekilim was saying. Not saying. Now, a similar idea, we're discussing, let's do the other way now. Let's say it's a real yid, but you can't marry the person. For example, he's a mamzer. Can marry the kids. Well, passive a mamzer. So the Dak Shuvah brings down the Chokar Alocho. He said, again, the Chazal will not glaze on passive Yisrael. Again, the Issef Chas is applied. We're not glaze upon that situation over here. So far, so again, we went through so far. Number one, went through the Makar. Number two, went through the Taimim. Number three, Yishma Elim. Number four, what's not Shai Chasless. Number five, the case of Momer. Next case, sixth. The man over here. Pass of the Nachri. What's the law of passes owned by Nachri? So we said a little bit before, come on the Ran, he's saying Yisrael over here, that's very Meduyik, in the words of the Mishnah, the pass is not the issue of cooking, pass in itself that is owned by Gerilim Maisa can be Osir. And therefore not have the heter of the Gimel Malachas over here. One of the heter. Now, first, we pass like this, Ran, they point out, even the Torah stops off right away that way, that he went like the Ran. The way how the Beis Yosef explains the Chumra of the Ran over here is near 3 points. Number one, has to be a case that's lush. Number two, has to be a case that's arkay. That means he formed it, he shaped it, he kneaded it, he braided it. And number three is something that you bought from him. Missing one of these three things, if your soul was lush, your soul was shaped it, or it was not bought from him, it was your own dough, lemaisa be motor. You need all to be over here. Now, just to speak at certain points in the round sheet over here. Number one, the Ran came along and brought a right from Shmuel. Tedelcha, Shmuel. Shmuel holds that what's he said to the Isser? The Isser is Zilifa, the Blias over here. The Blias. Where is there Blias by making bread? You put flour and water inside a kli, and you lush, and over here, and you knead it over here, you shaped it. Where's the Blias over here? So, is it Dafka by baking? Or, where's the Isser per se? I mean, it's very missing over here. So to say the Isovi is coming out of the Kli because the Sar is Chemitz, the Chemitz is Kosher, the Mopsach, the Vlamen, that's only negated to the Yishuboy, not negated to Blias. Oh, but we need something that's had over here. What's going on over here? So the base mayor, at the end of the Simon on the Taz, it's in Kohen Yod, he says, words are, the Bashash Lisha, Stoma Hi Bechamim. Sounds like the words of the base mayor, that during the Lisha, you put in hot water and flour, and you mix it together, and it was hot at the moment. If a Blias will come out from the Kli over here. Now, I've seen them make bread, you put in cold water, I've asked people to put in cold water, there's no words of hot. So I saw the Friedman Gemaras, they want to say it's not Becham, it's Kichamim. They send you to Mishnebu and Simutov Samach Zayin, by Hilchas Pesach, when you lush things together, has together Kichamim. Now it's a Chiddush, over there Mishnebu is causing it, the Chumah Pesach, it's even Mashu, I don't know why to apply it over here. But the way the base mayor says pshat in the Iran, he says ki the east of Iran, that by the lisha the act itself is where the blias are coming out, by the lisha itself. Now, 2 points. Number one, if the east is by the lisha itself per se, so why in the world is the base mayor saying you need lisha, you need the east of Arkoy, and also you bought it from them? Why lisha itself should ask you it? Whatever Shmuel asks says Iran, even Rav asks, so lisha itself should be an Isser. Does that affect the base mayor? That's the cash that the base mayor has. He doesn't have a territory over here. Void, maybe just to answer two things at one time, the Pre-Chodesh over here comes along and says, what's Shan in the Iran? The Iran says again three things. It says, be Losh, Urka, and you bought. When did you buy from the guy? You bought it from when it's a dough, or you bought it from after it was baked? When did you buy from him? Let's see some of them lock him saying, what if you Chodesh from the Iran, and you go to the store and you buy a dough that's not baked, you have an Issim inside the Iran? So the Pichodesh, no, that's not Pshan of the Iran. That's not Pshan of the Beis Yosef. The Pshan is, it was lush, it was arkoy. Then you saw put on the fire, it was cooked. And then you put from the goat, it's a pass. It has to be pass akum. Does not say the word isa sakum, it's pass akum. You have to buy from the goat, already is a case of a pass. if you had to buy from the case, where is the pass? That can answer back to the base mayor's problem. Where's the police coming out from? In the case of the cooking aspect. So it could be, that's really another, couldn't speak that out, it could be a riot. Where's the issue here, but it's not the act of cooking per se. Now, you could if so, if the issue is the police coming out by cooking, why do you need the act of Losh of an earthquake to ask? Why do you need all three things? Says Iran, why? Because of care of Dasti. Missing Losh or earthquake, you don't have the care of Dasti over here. So again, it comes up, Shat and Iran, the three things, Losh, earthquake, and the act of buying it after it was baked already. Missing any of those things, are the chasar, there's no kir of das over here. The Maaseh Chazal do not ask in this situation. But that's again the Ran and the Torah.
Missing any of things or missing all three things?
Missing any one of them. Any one will not be an issue according to the Ran. Only Losh, then the Maaseh will be Motor if you still did it. Only Arkay, then there'll be Motor. Only. What? Yes, yeah, so the Ran said there's no kir of das over here. The question could ask, then if so, how did it learn out Raph and Shmuel? Again, that's still an aura. It's still an aura, so. The Maaseh would go like this way. So the first they point out, the Rambam and the Rashba completely disagree. They use the Rashba and Tshuva. The Rambam and Machal Jesuis says the Kimaloch has applied the case of Pass. Now the Dakim Moshe says in the Beis Yosef, why in the world are you passing like the Rambam and the Rashba? The Maaseh, the Achroi, the Torah and the Ran are being Mekel over here, being Machal over here. The Maaseh, the Dakim Moshe, Sikon, Vav, and the Star, he himself points out the Issev Eta Aruch himself, and the Maaseh is being Mekel, he's also an Achron. And therefore, Loch LeMaaseh, among the Paiskim, there is a Erech Lechem. The Maaseh wants to be Machmer, but Pash Shel Akum. However, come on the Beisosis, the Akumotion, the Shach says, that's how the Paiskim go. And also Taurus Chattis, and the Pichodesh, and all the Paiskim Maaseh do not seem to have this Chum over here, on the idea of Pash Shel Akum. The Archa Shulchan says it is right from the Sefto, and therefore there's no Issa, the guy owns it. That means it comes out according to the Quran of the Torah, if the guy owns it, there'll be no Heter. There's no het over here owns Pashal Akum. I mean, the question is, what's Shan in the Mishnah? Is it two separate lochas, Pashal Akum and cooking? Or no, Pashal Akum means afia, and Shalokas means cooking. Afia pas. What is Pashal Akum? Is it a Pashal Akum ownership? Meaning Losh Arkan is owned by him? Or Pashal Akum means the cooking aspect over here? The Ran the Torah says Pashal Akum is ownership. That's the Isser. That means the Mechab starts off that way. Pashal Amim. So the Shach doesn't mean Pashel Amim, it means a pas that was cooked by Amim. It means over here, the word Pashel Amim means the Issa in the Mishnah sounds like Pashel Goy, of a Goy. Pas of a Goy. That's not the Issa according to where we paskin. This is who cooked the bread, who baked the bread. This is not who owned the bread over here. What?
Man says the Kochoy.
You have to buy it from them. Right, there needs to be things to answer it. But it has to be owned by the Goy. According to Ran, we don't pass like that. Now, the last point over here, that come along the Mechab and says, this is a pass, a dafka on this pass of Chamisha Minadavim. But let's say it's kidneys, corn.
Doesn't the Ran seem to be saying you need all three?
Yes, yes, as I said.
Saying you don't need all three.
Right.
No, but it takes away the care of Das. You have to own, you need to make an Issa, you need ownership that was lost in Arkoy. Not Bishul, nothing to Bishul. Losh, Arkay, nothing to Bishul. You still cooked it. Let's say you still put it on the fire. Is there an Isser if it was owned, Losh and Arkay? According to the Ran, yes, according to the Wipaskin, no.
Let's say it was owned, but there was no Losh.
No, no Kirav Das.
Then
it's Mekel.
So when the Ran says you don't need all three Maisim, that even if one of the, not all three Maisim were Ali the guy,
right.
He only means the last one. He only means Bishul. Meaning if the guy was Arkay, but you throw with Mevashel.
Then it's a bishul, maybe it's a good bishul.
No,
not bishul. That's fine, it'll be motor. You're missing one of the three, it'll be motor, correct. Now, again, we have the Isra via past after the Chamisha made a dog, but let's say it's cornbread or if it's made from rice, not the chagedah of pas. Now, what that means, how to define it, what is it? You have to define what is pas and what is bishul, meaning what is cake, what is blila raka, what's pretzels, what's cereal. What's wraps? All these cases, Rav Hashem, we'll get to next time. It's really built upon the Ramah and Sivav. Together with this Mechabavir, we'll have to find what is Pas of Isklam. That means Pas has a head, we'll get to next time. Pas Palter. What is Bishul? Bishul has Isklam, that if it's Oyla Shulchum Alochim, then Alochim will also otherwise be Mutter, or Nechal Chai. So we have to know what is Pas, we'll have a head, Pas Palter. We'll have to know what is Bishul, we'll have a head, not Oyla Shulchum Alochim. Now the question now really is, what happens if you have pas together with Oyla Shulchan Malachim? Meaning, really, two questions. Number one, if pas is Oyla, we'll have the Chumrah of Bishul. And number two, if pas is not Oyla, without the kula, they won't even have even the isra pass. That means we put the two together. How would you look upon it? That's the question over here. That's, you have to speak out. Now, each case, I just, the two questions we have etzim of the mavuch among the gedolei achronim. That means first case, pass as oil upon the shulchan malachim. I'm going to be machmir mitzav bishlakim. Fine. Let's say pass with pass palter. We're going to eat it. But now you have a bayam mitzav sugya of bishlakim with oil of shulchan malachim. So come along the green over here and sivkon dal on this ramah. Right, so the question, how do we read the Ramah? The Mavucha, so that's the question, what the Mechaba and the Beis Yosef with the Vedic Abayis is there? It seems to have Machlok to Ben Yeruchim, it's an Aval. The question, how to understand the Beis Yosef? The question, how to understand the Ramah over here? The Shach over here, the Mavucha, how to understand it? So the Goyin speaks out very clearly on this, Kondalad, on this Ramah over here, that no, Pas is a separate Gzeru. Even Ula Shulchim Lachim will not have the Chum of Bishlachim. It's a separate concept totally. Do not put two together. Pas, something's Nichol category, Pas. If you want to say seals, nichol and get a pass, have the column of pots and nothing. If it's shulchan malachim, nothing to do with the sugya of bishlakim. We'll not have the chumas of bishlakim. Sugya stands by itself. The chashulchan said that's clear that way. We want to say a kash and the shach. The terrestrial motion over here says the same inside. The idea over here of pass that is pass will not have the chum of oil shulchan malachim have a get a bishlakim. Agami, read the Pirmei Gadol, quoted by the Kavachayim, does not seem to say that way. Pirmei Gadol sounds like that ladavk oil shulchan malachim. If it's oil shulchan malachim, you have bayam sugya of bishlakim. What seems to be mukubal pas? Even though it's oil shulchan malachim, not the chum of bishlakim. If I cared, let's say the pas is not oil shulchan malachim. Can a person be mekel? Because just like bishlakim has had in oil shulchan malachim, maybe pas also lets be mekel. So look at the matiyanishin over here. It sounds like you want to say the shadow over here. Why the maisi can't be mekel? But again, you read the Pirmei Gadol. He's very clear over here. The pas can go like the Pirmei Gadol. Then no. Pass, whether because be'etzem pass is alechem yich adam, we assume it's oila shulchan malachim, or because pass is be'etzem is choshim, whether it's oila shulchan malachim or not, we always give it together as if it is, we do not care if it is or not, be metzias, and therefore we'll always be machman pass, and we'll not have a cool of ein oila shulchan malachim, and therefore we'll have to come up to isklam or pass palter or not. That means just to make it simple, which will lead to next chaburah. Right, Christ is not anymore pass, it's bishul, need isklam.
Why is it not pass? It's not choshim.
No, it's not pass because not pass is dafke hey mine dogen. That's what pass is. That means just to get clear, we're reading to. There are two separate sugyas where the ikur of the pass can come. There's pass and bishul don't intertwine. That means pass would not have the head of in oil shulchan malachim. Number one, and number two, if it is oil shulchan malachim pass, we're not the chum of bishulachim. It's a sugya stand by itself. That's kufiyah base. I come each case can is machloikis. That's how it seems to be ungenomen among the paiskim. Ma'amez Hashem, on next time will be based to Ches, really focus at 2 points. Number one, the sugya pas palter. That means basically everyone knows there are three different types of bread. There's pas Yisrael, there's pas Akum, the pas palter, a bakery. A second thing is, what is pas, what's bishul? They get to Cheerios, they get to Stellar cookies, they get to pretzels. All these cases, what is pas, what's bishul? Which one had to put it under what category? Slavo.